Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I didn't get to play this last Friday. It was Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And we weren't even here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, we got robbed.
Is it weird to think we're a week and a day removed from Thanksgiving?
That is weird,
Put
actually.
That in perspective. There's no Hawkeye football this weekend. Right after doing that for 14 weeks with a bye week.
That feels the weirdest.
Yeah.
Is that we're doing a Friday after, you know, weeks and weeks.
A marching band. And
of a routine.
Our friend Todd coming in.
Yes. I miss
it's
Todd.
It's different.
Now, we did get to see him this morning.
We said hello.
We see him every morning.
Yeah. But it's just not the same.
It's not the same. He's not going to come in here. I don't get to pick his brain about Hawks, and I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a Friday.
We'll have a shot. We have one more chance. We'll talk to him right around the holiday time because we'll know by Tuesday where Iowa's going to its bowl game.
This coming Tuesday?
This coming Tuesday.
That's good.
Yes. Got to get through all the conference playoffs and championships this weekend, which, by the way, Cyclone fans do enjoy. Make that road trip to Texas. You're taking on Arizona State this weekend for the Big 12 Conference Championship.
Enjoy.
So enjoy. Uh-huh. Hope there's a lot of Busch Light sellers in Dallas, Texas.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
Enjoy.
And welcome to 70s radio.
That's right.
This is the Big 1300.
Who did you become just now?
I'm Boss Man Hanson.
Hello.
Hey, it's Boss Man Hanson on a Friday morning on the Big 1300.
Just say congratulations to those Cyclones.
The radio station for the working man. Let's go Cyclones. I don't know what happened.
Who is he?
I don't even like the Cyclones.
Who is this character?
Boss Man Hanson.
Wow.
Hey.
He's a character.
Drove here in my 72 Buick.
Wee.
Hey. Just an AM radio and a cigarette lighter. That's all it has. It's the Big 1300. So there's that.
There's that. Ready to get it going.
You make up a character now.
Me?
Sure. Too late. Nope. Back to Boss Man Hanson.
I was going to say the first one that came to mind.
What was your first one? Oh, my.
I don't want to say her first name.
Into this business, yeah. Did you make up characters and pretend you were on the radio?
No.
Never?
Did I never tell you my radio story? I broke. Like, we got a practice radio lab in junior high,
yeah.
And I broke it.
Oh, and didn't the
twice.
Teacher tell you something?
And the teacher told me that I should never do radio.
Yes, I do.
Because I
that.
Broke the module twice. So
you weren't going to be an engineer.
Exactly. And you know what? It was tapes. It was like old school stuff. I wasn't on the cutting edge technology. Sorry, I didn't know how to use tape decks. I was using my CD player at home, and I didn't know
Ooh,
how to work
I had
tapes.
A CD player.
Yeah. I didn't know how to work tapes.
Good thing Boss Man's here.
Boss Man is here.
I'll play those tapes
also,
on the Big 1300.
I've got you to push my buttons. You are driving me. Thank you, Boss Man.
This all worked out.
Yeah, it worked out
it
great.
It was ordained.
I know. And I got Z Sleet. I mean, I get to talk about all the stuff.
Yeah.
I want to talk about. It's
great. On the Big 1300.
On the Big 13. And this is one of my favorite things because it really does end up becoming a true thing that you will see trickle down throughout the rest of the year. Coming up in 2025, you're going to see this. Pantone, the color people. Pantone has revealed the color of the year for 2025.
I've seen the color. I didn't see the name. What's the name?
Okay.
And it's also not that impressive.
What? It's
not great.
It's actually
is the color just called
the
ugly?
The specific shade is Mocha Mousse. I think it's pretty.
Nah.
Mocha Mousse.
Doesn't really, it looks like something when you buy a model home. It's bland.
It's a light shade of brown.
There, that's going to describe, so is that our color going into 25 or that represents all of 24? Was 24 a light shade of brown?
No. It's going into 25.
25 is going to be a light shade of brown.
Light shade of brown. You're going to see this in fashion. You're going to see this in probably home furnishings. This is a color that you're going to see kind of woven throughout a lot of fabrics. And
almost skin color. It's just,
I don't know. I think it's going to go well in terms of fashion. Like, look, we're both wearing green today.
We are both.
It would go well with what we're wearing.
As the pant?
As the pant.
Interesting.
It would ground out the fashion.
Maybe I need to look at it again with fresh eyes. Because when I saw it, I went, bleh.
Well, a lot of people did. A lot of people are saying it looks like poop.
But like baby.
Yes.
Poop.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the word. That is exactly the word. Pantone, they're calling it mocha mousse. They're saying it's like quiet luxury.
It's kind of refried bean color too, isn't it?
It's refried beans, exactly.
Is that it?
It's refried beans.
Which again goes back to the original description. It's baby poop.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to yuck your yum. I'm glad that you find it appealing.
I think it's going to be nice.
I just didn't like it.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, yeah, that's pretty, but I think it's going to work functionally. It's a worker color, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like a, oh, pretty, pretty princess.
No, it's not that at all.
It's a, this is very practical.
It's a, we got a job to do color.
Yes.
Right?
This is a working man's color.
We got to paint this hat. It's the color?
Yeah.
It's the color of the big 1300.
Precisely.
Boss 13.
Yeah, the big Boss 13.
That's the color of our radio station.
Brown.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm kind of excited and nervous about this weekend. Excited because I get to start out, like, right out the gate. 4:30. It's like practically still Friday afternoon with the lighting of the Five Seasons.
That's today.
Yeah. At the McGrath Amphitheater, we're going to flip the switch and see all the beautiful holiday lights on display. Then we're going to go to dinner with my friend and my family. And then we're going to go to the Beauty and the Beast at Theater Cedar Rapids.
Lovely.
Holiday show. Then I'm going to take a quick nap because I have to get up and bake kolaches at 2 a.m.
Yay!
Yay! Tis my Czech tradition. I have no idea what this person's saying.
I think it's a song about making kolaches at 2 in the morning.
It has to be.
They get more and more excited as the morning goes on.
Absolutely. And I need something like this to pump me up.
Okay, I saw Beauty and the Beast. You'll get out of there by 10.
Okay, I thought it would be something like 10.
And then you're going to go right to bed?
Yes, I'm as close as possible, but I have a feeling I'm going to be kind of amped up.
Yes, no, you will be.
Yeah.
What time do you have to report to make kolaches?
Well, my shift technically begins at 2:15.
Oh my God.
Yes. So, yeah.
Are you considering not going to sleep?
That's also an option. I don't know.
It's been a minute since I've tried that game.
I know. I'm not that person. I think I have to take a quick nap.
You do, because you don't want to doze into the dough.
Yeah.
Or wait, are you just on the squirt machine again?
No, I'm a dough person this time.
Okay, last time you were on Church of the Filling Gun.
Yes, and they need that too, but the greater need is somebody to make the little divots, like, to cradle the...
How did you just... Is it your thumb?
No,
use a spoon?
There is.
What's the Czech tradition?
the tradition at St. Ludmilla is an old glass.
I thought you were going to say an old woman's fist.
No, like a little drinking glass.
Yeah.
We used to use
like a prune juice glass.
Yes, like a drinking glass.
Yes.
But then we got these prefabricated, like, huge things that we could just use and do a whole tray at one time.
Cool.
So
that's you?
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm on that. From, 2 in the morning until, like, 5 a.m.
Oh.
And then there's going to be all these kolaches for sale at the St. Ludmilla Christmas market. And then you can go through and you can get fresh kolaches. And there's going to be vendors and a whole market where you can get, like, lovely little items for sale.
And that's Saturday?
Yeah,
all Now, do you Saturday. Have to work that, too? Or are you going to go home and go to sleep?
No, I'm going to sleep,
Please
Eric,
do, yes.
Because I am very concerned that I'm not going to make it very
fall
much
asleep
longer
running
after 5.
The kolache presser.
No.
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 Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, while you're watching Beauty and the Beast, I, along with the two other couples, will be experiencing for the first time ever a Christmas pop-up bar. Have you ever been to one of these before? Have you seen them online?
No.
It is wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling decorated. It is Christmas overload. And I've always wanted to go to one of these. They always seem, the ones I always see are in Chicago. We're going to Chicago this weekend.
Okay.
And we're staying near River North. It's our annual trip up there. And everything I was finding was like Wrigleyville. And I want to have to travel. And then we found one like two blocks from our hotel. So now the big question is, what does a person wear?
Yeah.
Because you are encouraged to be as outlandish as the room.
Oh.
That's what they're telling you to do.
So you need to take it up a notch.
Well, I have some red pants that I've not debuted here in this building.
Okay.
So I think those are going for sure.
You have I have a
women's ugly holiday sweater vest.
No, you have to go bigger than that.
Okay.
You're one that makes you look like a biker.
No, but it also seems to have a dress code. It's like go big, but don't go too weird. I don't know. This could be a little tough.
It's like classy?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh.
But they can not let you in if you don't meet a certain dress code.
Oh.
So I don't know. I'm all about what it's about, but it's getting past the bouncer.
Oh.
Like, do you have to be that Christmased up, but you can't be too much? Because the one that you're describing, actually, it's in the video of us by the fireplace on the Facebook page for Z102.9, right? It's that one I was wearing. It looks like I'm a motorcycle biker with a really hairy chest.
Yeah.
I don't think they would let that in.
Hmm.
So I don't think that's going to fly. So I still have to work my way through some of my other Christmas clothes at home to see if I have exactly the right look.
You're like
for a Christmas pop-up bar.
The Jim Carrey Grinch where like you're going through nothing. I'm not going.
I don't have a thing to wear.
No, I can't go.
We have to go. I want to go. I'm looking forward to going. And but if they say no, I'm saying, let me through, sir. Let me through.
Just go right past them,
Eric. I drove 4 hours, including a stop at the DeKalb Oasis for French fries, not to be turned away, sir.
You bounce that bouncer.
I'm going to bounce you. Casey's just filing construction permits for 3 new stores, each about an hour outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth metro in Texas. Casey's now in more than 17 states, 2,600 stores plus, currently 20 already in Texas, and they're closing the gap on one of the big powerhouse convenience store chains in the South, which is known as Buc-ee's. You ever heard of Buc-ee's?
Yes, I have.
It has it's like its own religion.
My daughter's friend went and they went to a Buc-ee's and now it's like her dream to go to a Buc-ee's.
So Buc-ee's has 35. Casey's already has 20 in Texas and expanding. So just let's keep an eye on that scoreboard. Casey's the third largest convenience store chain in the nation, the fifth largest pizza chain in the United States. In a category typically dominated by golfers, tennis players, and gymnasts, Caitlin Clark ranked in the top 10 highest paid female athletes, just released by Sportico. Clark comes in at number 10 with $11.1 million in earnings last year. This past season, she became the Rookie of the Year and was also named to the All-WNBA First Team, a first rookie to get that award since 2008. She's also dabbling outside of basketball. She is an investor in a group that's trying to bring National Women's Soccer League to Cincinnati, which
really?
Is cool. By the way, the Indiana Fever will tip off the 2025 regular season at home against the Chicago Sky. First game coming up for Clark on Saturday, May the 17th. What's got us feeling all right this morning? This Saturday is the Young Entrepreneurs Holiday Market at Nubo, including a delightful selection of handcrafted holiday gifts created by the innovative students at Metro STEAM Academy. And by the way, shout out to them. They approached us when we were hosting a breakfast a month ago.
Yeah, they are little entrepreneurs because they were like, hey, here's some information on us.
They gave us business cards.
Yeah.
They sent me a news release. It's pretty cool.
Very cool.
So what have the students been making? Candles, ornaments, light boxes, candy, hot cocoa mix, reindeer and snowman crafts, and coffee mugs. The event runs from 10 till 4 on Saturday. Now, Metro will have multiple tables, but there will be a variety of other students and young entrepreneurs there. About 6 to 10 students taking part from Metro STEAM Academy. But that event's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, let's start with some surprising baby news. We got word yesterday that Amber Heard is expecting baby number 2.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I thought I'd play it twice since she's the second baby.
Baby number 2. This was revealed by her spokesperson. It's early stages of pregnancy, so the spokesperson couldn't really provide much detail for us. Amber already has a 3-year-old daughter, Una Paige.
Did she ever have a baby with Johnny Depp?
No.
Okay.
This was a baby after Johnny on her own.
Got it.
And this is also, as far as I know, a baby on her own.
Could be Aquaman. We don't know.
Could be. As far as
it's
I know.
Not.
It is on her own.
On her own.
Not Aquaman.
Congrats,
baby.
Amber Heard.
Hollywood Reporter put together a list of 2024, the year that was, winners and losers, kind of the highs and lows of 2024.
Okay.
In their opinion, winner.
Yes.
Zendaya. Great year for Zendaya. A lot of highs for Zendaya. And not just Zendaya. All the child stars kind of had a hot year. Zendaya had a great year. Selena Gomez had a good year. Ariana Grande, great year. Lindsay Lohan even had a comeback year, right? It was a good year to be a child star.
Congratulations to that group.
Congratulations to them. Losers? Kevin Costner. Francis Ford Coppola. Horizon and Megalopolis, big, expensive, kind of passion projects for those guys.
Did nothing.
Both went bust.
Yeah,
they really didn't do anything. In terms of the comic book movies, everybody involved with Penguin, winner.
I watched that TV show on Max. It was fantastic.
That went really, really well.
Yes.
Colin Farrell.
You don't know it's him.
You don't know it's him.
It's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's poignant.
It's cool. Loser, obviously, Joker Fale Adu.
Yeah.
Nobody liked that. Winner in music, Chappell Roan. Great time. Loser, Katy Perry. Tried to come back.
I kind of forgot she had a comeback.
I didn't even hear anything. Like, it was an attempt at a comeback, and it just didn't happen for her. And then this is a weird mix of winner and loser.
Okay.
Beyoncé. Cowboy
get
Carter.
It both.
Got it both. Cowboy Carter debuted number one album, made her the first black woman to have a top country album. Like, sales went off quickly. It was a huge success. But then got the snub from the CMAs. So it's kind of like a mixture of like awesome, but kind of some weird vibes there.
Like, you were popular, but who makes you popular?
Yeah, but then not like accepted by the whole.
I still didn't make my father proud. But
by the whole community.
Yeah.
Just kind of weird there. Okay. Very excited by this search that's on. Dolly Parton, turning 79 next month, and she's still as active as ever. She is looking in a nationwide casting call for someone to play her. There's an upcoming Broadway musical, Dolly, an original musical, set to open in 2026.
And they don't have that lead yet?
They don't have the lead.
You better get to rehearsing.
Somebody who can pull off Jolene.
Do you have to play Dolly through the decades?
Yeah, they need multiple actresses to play Dolly at multiple ages.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they're looking for performers of all ages to play her at different stages. She explained in a social media video that anyone interested can go to dollymusical.com, post audition reels online, use the hashtag search for Dolly, and they're going to choose a couple of people to audition in person.
Because I think about the Tina Turner musical, that's one actress. Well, I take that back. I think there's a younger girl, like a teenage version.
Yeah.
But then like the 20-year-old Tina Turner all the way to the superstar,
plays.
I believe was played by one person.
Oh.
So some musicals do it that way and just use the magic of theater to age them.
Mm-hmm.
Others, like this sounds like, will have different chapters.
Chapters of her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're, what's the year again? 26?
2026.
Yeah, the go.
We got
to
get
it
going.
It takes years to put a musical together.
Well.
I know the songs are done. But come on!
And Dolly Parton is beloved. There's a lot of people in the comments that want to get involved in this. One guy joked that I would literally play a rhinestone just to be involved in the Dolly musical. So I think that they're going to find some people to play Dolly.
I don't look at all like Porter Wagner, but I'll sign up.
He'll do it. You got to dance in Eric Hansen.
I'll be Porter Wagner.
He can do it.
I'll do it.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
On this 49th week of the year 2026, broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west, this is Nerd News. What were people searching for, looking at, reading on Wikipedia in 2024? Since the year 2015, Wikipedia puts out their top 100 list. I'm sorry, top 50 list. Let's cut that in half.
They don't do a full 100.
Read the headline, Hanson. Wikipedia releasing their 50 most popular pages of 2024 based on web usage worldwide. Here is your top five.
Okay.
Do you want it David Letterman style backwards or just 1 to 5?
Backwards.
Number five.
Number five.
Donald Trump. Number four, Lyle and Eric Menendez. Number Ooh. Three, the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Number two, Kamala Harris. So three of the five politics.
Yeah.
And number one, who died in 2024?
What?
In fact, the Who Died page has never dropped below third place since Wikipedia kept track of what people were looking at in 2015. 44 million page views for the Who Died page.
Who died?
Well, it's, you don't type in who died, but you put in deaths 2024. And they, I use, when I do trivia nights, I always do celebrity deaths of the year, and I always use that page.
It's so that's useful to you.
I'm one of the 44 million. Yeah.
You're that person.
Because at some point, you will look up, like, I think so-and-so died this year.
Oh, yeah.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, you're also in a celebrity death pool.
You're
that guy.
I am totally that guy.
You're the guy.
I'm making money off of that page.
Wow.
Last year's number one.
Do you run the page?
Shh. It's Wikipedia. We all run the page. We all run it. Last year's number one. Was ChatGPT.
Mm.
Notice it was it's not even in the top 10. It fell to number 12 this year. Wikipedia had 76 billion visits so far in 2024.
Hmm.
Page two. Okay, I talk a lot about my neighbor Barb.
Yes.
One of the best humans ever. She keeps track of what's happening in the neighborhood.
She has the pulse of the whole hood.
Hey, somebody's at your front door and you have a package there. Are you expecting somebody?
Yeah.
Like, she is a little bit of my security.
Exactly.
And she's a great example of what just happened with NASA. Earth just lost their neighbor, Barb. Let me explain. A NASA project that kept an eye on anything and everything that could smash into the planet, known as near-Earth objects, just ended its mission.
Oh, no.
So we've had a Barb floating around for 10 years in space.
Are we at risk?
Well, the near-Earth objects, let's first talk about what we're looking at. Anything from super big, like 20 miles wide, to something small, like 30 feet. If it's 30 feet and it'll burn up in the atmosphere.
Sure. What about the kill us objects?
The one that took out the dinosaurs?
Those are the ones I'm worried about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for the past 10 years, this isn't like a laser. It doesn't deflect. It just catalogs. So we know how big it is.
Well, let's build a laser.
Well, I'm sure that's probably happening.
Yeah.
But we can't talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know anything, but
I'd feel a lot better if we knew about
it. We have enough movies about what would happen if an asteroid hit that I think we've been working on it long enough, you would think.
Armageddon.
So far... In the last 20 years, this thing has measured more than 1.5 million items, 44,000 of those just in our solar system. About 2,000 are considered to be near-Earth objects. But the bad news is, as of last month, that thing was decommissioned and it fell to the Earth.
Did they say why?
Money, probably. There's another one going up.
Oh, well, why didn't you start with that?
Because I wanted to build the drama.
Oh,
however,
come on!
Wait a second.
We're getting a new neighbor.
We're getting a new Barb. But it's not going up until...
Barb 2.
Barb 2.0 is going up in 2027. So we're going to be Barbless in space for 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. Now, why did they overlap the Barbs?
It's government. You think they're efficient?
No.
See, and we're relying on them to protect us from the big biggies and the little litties. The little litties and the big biggies. I'm so scared I can't even say it.
I'm scared now, too.
Well, it's always good to have a neighbor Barb. Planet Earth just lost theirs for a couple years.
Do you think you could have your neighbor...
Actual human
for
Barb?
For Christmas, get human Barb a telescope. Would you do me this solid?
I'm going to get her a telescope and a merry-go-round, and she'll just sit on her roof and rotate.
They've got the thing.
And document.
Out at the nature center, they've got a really nice telescope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An observatory, if you will.
Yeah,
How about I just get her a lifetime pass?
Exactly.
And I'll just get her a job working the observatory at the nature center.
Let's all work on this.
Hey, guys, Barb's here. Make way.
Keep an eye on the sky, please.
Are you really that worried?
I am, yeah.
Well, it's fine.
Because as we recall,
we know where they are. Right, we know where these things are.
It's always the last second with these movies. It's like, sir, there's always a guy who's like, what's that? Sir.
It's usually the last second and it's coming a lot faster and it's always a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Well, sir. As long as Billy Bob Thornton is on the scene, I think we're okay.
With all due respect, it's a big sky.
Well, sorry I worried everybody. Let's change topics entirely.
How am I supposed to? I'm too on edge.
You are. Okay, think of Christmas.
Easy, girl.
Come here. Let me stroke your nose.
I got her all worked up. Give me a sugar cube.
Claire.
Yeah.
What's more eco-friendly, real trees or fake trees at Christmas time?
I think I'm going to say a fake tree because that is what I use, and I hope I'm right.
You got it right.
I got it right.
Yes. Well, according to a new report, paid for by the Fake Tree Association.
Yeah. With real money. Whoa.
So here's what they measured. For fake trees, they looked at everything from manufacturing the tree, shipping, packaging, and packaging materials. For real trees, they looked at growing, harvesting, transportation,
yeah,
the netting around the tree, the fact that you have to keep it watered all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereas with a fake tree, as long as you get a good 5 years plus out of it, yeah, minimum.
Minimum.
According to the fake tree people, it's better for the environment.
Exactly.
The problem is the study didn't look at disposal.
Shh. Hey, whoa, easy. Shh.
Oh, no.
Don't worry about disposal.
Don't worry about disposal. It's no big deal.
Hey. We don't have to worry about disposal. We're just going to keep the same tree forever.
That's what they don't want you to do because they want you to buy more trees.
Yeah.
There was an option that environmentalists came up with. They're like, okay, don't cut down a real tree and don't buy a fake tree. Just decorate whatever plants you have in your house.
That's not fun. No.
No, it's not.
Sit down.
It's stupid.
Sit down. Quiet. Stop. No.
You good?
Shush.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
It's about a month and a half ago. The world was promised a less sanitized version of the Hallmark Christmas movie by way of at least Netflix with, yeah, Hot Frosty. We were all about Hot Frosty.
Absolutely.
I think that was announced in late October.
Yeah, I'm not one for the Hallmark Christmas movie, the Lifetime Christmas movie, where it's kind of like, you know,
it's formulaic.
Yeah, and it's all about love will conquer all and the magic of Christmas. I want a little raunch in there. So thank you, Netflix.
Was there enough raunch in Hot Frosty?
I think there was enough abs for me to be satisfied.
There was a lot
satisfied.
Of abs.
Yeah.
If you want to call this ab movie club, then I'd be all about it.
Okay. I'm open to it.
We're ready for our second installment in the Morning Scramble Raunchy Merry Christmas Movie Club. Let's let's take the top off, shall we?
Hey, The Merry Gentleman.
Also on
Netflix. Netflix. Yes.
All right, so it sounds like Bar's about ready. The Rhythm Club, by the way.
The Rhythm Club.
About ready to go under. And thank God they can raise some money by raising spirits, by having men take their clothes off.
Yes, Magic Mike Meets Christmas. Britt Robertson and Chad Michael Murray star in The Merry Gentleman. I can't wait.
Of course you can't.
That. I think it's going to be great. A dancer had stages an all-male review to save her parents' small-town nightclub.
Do you believe there will be more raunch in this movie as compared to Hot Frosty?
I think so. I think the problem with Hot Frosty, you wanted more raunch because,
yeah,
Hot Frosty was a man made of snow and he had a childlike innocence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that these are all grown men and we're going to have more, like, it's going to be a man's man.
Well, it takes place at a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The other one took place in a town with a snow festival and a diner.
Exactly.
Right.
I think this is going to have more of the grit that you're looking for.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I hope. I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's why we have to watch the movie.
Well, we'll find out. Morning Scramble, Raunchy Christmas Movie Club, The Merry Gentleman, currently on Netflix. We're watching it this weekend. We'll give you our full review coming up on Monday on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
It's like we got a Christmas present of a person.
It's so fun.
I love it.
I do too. A brand new friend. A new street teamer you got to get to know along with us, Carson. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning. Thanks
welcome.
For having me.
You're welcome. Welcome to the team.
You excited?
I'm so excited.
You nervous?
Very nervous.
You seem
but
so excited, though.
A bit of nervous energy, but it's okay.
We're cool here, man. We're totally cool.
Let's use that to as one of your superpowers, nervous energy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're going to rock this. We'll make the first couple questions quite simple because you already have given us the answers. What is your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is green.
Mm-hmm.
It's just good energy. It's just nice and peaceful and it sparks joy for, yeah.
Are you like team green then? Have you seen the Wicked movie? Are you like an Elphaba kind of person?
I am more of a Glinda.
More of a Glinda.
But I love Elphaba.
Okay,
yes,
great.
I
mean,
but energy-wise, Glinda. Yes.
Fingernails are green.
Fingernails are green.
I'm supporting.
We're
trying.
Wearing green. Seems to go well today.
It does.
Yes.
Yes.
Your favorite cereal. And I will tell you before you answer, this is not a common answer among most of our street teamers.
I am shocked and quite delighted, I must say. Your answer
was Peanut Butter Crunch. Is that what it is?
No.
No.
Was it? What was it?
I've got Honey Bunches of Oats. Is
oh,
that
yeah,
true?
Yeah. That's like a more realistic answer of what okay. I eat on a daily basis.
This is like true to what you actually eat.
Yes, that I really love that.
But Peanut Butter Crunch on occasion?
Is like, yeah, if I'm splurging a little bit.
Fair
that's
enough.
Like my special cereal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Honey Bunches of Oats is solid. That's like a
have
lunch.
You ever had Peanut Butter Crunch covered in cocoa and peanut butter? What did you, didn't you use
what?
Peanut Butter Crunch when you made
oh,
Ho Mix?
I have it right here, actually.
Ho Chow.
It's an invention that I'm unfortunately named Ho Chow. I didn't have any Chex Mix, so, but I did have Peanut Butter Cap'n Crunch. So I used the Puppy Chow fixins on Peanut Butter Cap'n Crunch and made Puppy Chow with it. And then I put some, it looked kind of like reindeer poop. So I put some Christmas M&Ms in it, and I called it Ho Chow.
Carson will let you try some of Claire's Ho Chow a little
poop.
Bit later.
No, I unfortunately just like, well, I could call it something Christmassy, like Ho 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 Chow. If you want to try that, you can.
Try that
okay.
later.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I love it. You threw the bag at her.
Here you go. She did not catch it,
your
by the
favorite
way.
Movie.
It landed.
Your favorite movie is one that I love, but it never comes to mind when people ask me my favorite movie.
No.
Tell us the movie and what do you love about it?
My favorite movie is This Is the End, and it's just always been my favorite movie. I love Seth Rogen. And,
are you like a comedy kind of person?
Not normally. I just love that movie. I love their actors playing actors, and I love end of the world typey movies.
That's
when I could
chaos.
Repeat all the time.
James Franco's yes, buddies like are over at his house, and all of a sudden the rapture happens. And how do they handle it? That's the premise.
It's fantastic.
It's hilarious.
Fun.
Yes.
I think I missed this one. I think I wanted to see it, and it was like one of those ones I just didn't see.
Not appropriate for Raunchy Movie Club. It's a hard R.
Okay.
I'll tell you that for sure. Right now, it is
but it
a hard, hard R.
But it has great one-liners that my entire family repeats constantly.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Speaking of your family, how big's your family?
Oh, a lot.
A lot?
All over the place.
Where do you fall? Are you like an oldest?
I'm a middle child.
Middle child. Here we go.
I have a 27-year-old sister all the way down to a 7-year-old brother.
Okay.
We've got a full spectrum.
Okay. Sure do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Middle child energy.
Middle child energy for sure.
That'll help you in working here.
Would you say that you're like a morning person? Are you a night owl? How would you
no,
vibe
No, super
there?
Morning person. I'm a grandma in my soul. I go to bed at like 8:30.
You were about a half hour early today. Which respect.
This is fantastic.
I've been
I love
up for
it.
2 hours. Yeah, I'm ready.
What?
Well, we knew that you already have an assignment today. You're working the Big Marian Christmas Festival.
Yeah, exciting.
And we wanted you to help out with our Morning Scramble Lookalike Contest. But unfortunately, besides this, you do have like a real day job too. So that's running counter
yeah.
to what we're doing next Thursday.
But.
However, we have an assignment for you. And before I give you your assignment, I'm going to give you this piece of paper. And you need to let me know right now. Between me, Claire, and producer Ben, who do you think you look the most alike?
Yeah, if you had to enter,
if you had to enter the morning scramble lookalike contest. You got to pick one of us. Who do you look the most alike?
I'm gonna say Claire.
Okay.
I would go with that. Okay.
That makes sense.
Carson, what
that
I just handed
sense.
You is a flyer that I need you to put up around town.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm gonna hand you five more.
I'm ready.
You need to plaster those around town
yeah.
between now and like Monday.
Yeah. Coffee shops, grocery stores.
I'm in. Yes.
Wherever they have like a community bulletin board. Could you please post those
Panera's,
around town?
Yeah.
Please post those
yes.
and let people know that there is a lookalike competition that is going down next Thursday, December 12th, 12/12. It's a morning scramble lookalike contest, and we want people to participate at Scooters on First Avenue at 7:30 a.m.
Okay. We've got, I think, the basic questions out of the way. Anything else? Usually have a big book of questions, but we really need to get to our mixtape questions.
Yeah, because we want to get to know you, Carson, but we want to use music to get to know you.
So let's continue our conversation. The newest street teamer at Z102.9, Carson. We play mixtape coming up. The song that takes her back to her first job. a guilty pleasure song,
and her Christmas song.
Songs we don't even know what the answers are. We will all hear them together coming up soon on The Morning Scramble.
This is The Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Nothing like an interview after you get the job.
Yeah.
But that's what this is.
This is the post-interview interview. We're very thorough here at Z102.9.
This is basically the interview to make you go, maybe this was a bad decision.
And we are in no way involved in any of that.
No, right? We're getting to know Carson for the first time. We get a new phone list when people are hired. So we knew you were part of the team. But this is it. Yeah. We're just getting to know her now.
And mostly just because you and I, we're nosy.
I like to know who I'm working with.
Exactly. I want to know who you are.
It's also a fun place to work. So we like to share in the fun.
Yeah, Carson, tell us everything. What have we missed?
So much.
What is your deepest, darkest secret?
Yes,
let us know.
Yes,
it's just us talking.
We won't tell anybody else. Well, we thought it might be fun because we have so much ground to cover. Maybe we should play, instead of peppering you with questions, we could play a game and use music to get to know you. So we have a game that we play called Mixtape.
Yeah, if you were putting together a playlist, the categories you would have to use are the song that takes you back to your first job, your guilty pleasure song, and then your favorite Christmas song. I'm ready to play, and we've not heard these yet, Claire, mm-mm, your first job song. Before I hit the button, is there any setup that we need, or let's just hear it and talk about it?
Let's just hear it and talk about
it. All right, this is Carson's first job song.
Please tell me that you were on tour with Taylor Swift and you had some sort of bad blood with somebody.
Were you a roadie?
Were you a roadie for Taylor Swift?
Gosh, I wish. No. I was 2015, 16-year-old, starting to work at Aeropostale, and we had CDs, and that's what would play every hour on the CD all day long.
Could you tell what time it was by what song was playing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
We get that a lot from
seventh time
street teamers who work
up
retail.
Yeah.
That the clock is by what's on the overhead music at the time.
Was
absolutely.
It, like, different artists?
There was a few. There was a few. A little bit of Justin Bieber. That's who I was picking between.
Yeah.
Just like a six disc changer, and you just kept rotating.
It just was on a constant loop the whole time for weeks.
So is it? Do you still enjoy those songs, or is it like I can't really without a little?
I don't want to hear it ever again.
Sparks some of that.
Okay.
Job every time I.
You're just immediately folding a sweater.
There's a little flashback.
I'm like back
you're folding a sweater in your mind.
Yeah, I'm thinking of me spilling a mop bucket across Aeropostale.
Oh, no!
Well,
cringe.
Let's see what memory this brings up. This is Carson's guilty pleasure song. All right, you got to give us a little background here.
Oh, it's so good. So this is Andy Grammer.
Andy Grammer?
Yes, The Pocket. It's so good. It's one of his first albums, but it's like a random song in the middle of his album, and
it's
I was obsessed
so
with
cute
him. It's so fun. It's such like a little like boppy song. Yeah.
I love it.
How did you discover it?
Oh, I love Andy Grammer so much. I was a little 12-year-old obsessed with Andy Grammer. He is my celebrity crush. Love him so much. I listen to all of his things.
Does his fan base have a name? Are you the Grammys or...
I don't know, but
Graham
I will
Cracker
be.
The Teddy Grahams?
The Graham Grahams.
The Andy Grahams?
The Andy Grahams.
I'm an Andy Graham. How about you?
Oh, I love it. That's cute.
When
it's
do you
so
find
fun
yourself wanting to hear this? Does it, like, you need a mood change or you just, you go to it every day?
Yeah, just a little pick me up. No,
got
not
it
every day. Just a once in a while. Just a mood lifter, a little pick me
it's
up. Dance
special
it out in the car. Yeah.
Keep it special.
All
like
right.
That.
We're going to close out playing Mixtape with our newest street teamer, Carson. This is Carson's favorite Christmas song. Is this an a cappella group?
Yeah, this is
Pentatonix.
Yeah.
What song is it?
White Winter Hymnal.
White Winter Hymnal.
Yes.
They're
it's
always
so good.
Beautiful.
I think they're playing Wells Fargo soon in Des Moines.
Are they really?
Someone told me.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. They are so magical.
Yeah. It's so nice.
I love them.
Where did you discover them? Was it a family member introduced you or you kind of found them on your own?
No, that's more like back to like high school. We sang that song for our like winter concert and then Pentatonix came out with their Christmas album and it just bops everything up a little bit.
So are you a singer?
Yes, I'm a little bit of a singer.
So there's a little bit of were you in show choir?
I was in show choir. Yes.
Were you in musicals?
Absolutely.
We were in musicals.
Oh, Carson, we're going to bond so much.
Oh, it's our newest best friend.
Yay!
That's our new street teamer and performer.
Yes!
Carson, welcome to the team.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.